Good morning to you all. We welcome you to church today here at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I'm drawing your attention again to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 is the passage that deals with the two birth announcements. One related to Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, that in their old age, they were going to have a son, and his name was going to be John. And that was announced to Zacharias by an angel. And then, of course, we have the angel that appeared both to Mary and to Joseph. Of course, that one to Joseph's recorded in Matthew chapter 1. And in Luke chapter 1, we see these two miraculous announcements. We see the promise of two men that would come. One would be the forerunner that would announce the coming of the second one. And that, of course, would be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the prophecy that's made by Zacharias after his mouth was opened again, after 9 months of being silent, he mentions these words, and we're going to be looking at them further today. But in verse 78, it says, "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." What a privilege we have to know this Savior that would deliver us from our enemies, that would give us peace, and the peace that passeth all understanding, not just peace within a nation, but peace within the heart. Now that's far different. And I am so thankful this morning for the testimony of Zechariah, who when he opened his mouth, he spoke of Christ first. The one that would come, and then spoke of his son and would be the forerunner of the Messiah, but then announced the glory of the fact that it was through the tender mercy of God that all of this would happen. And we're going to take a few moments during the morning worship service to look at that word mercy, because it's such a special word, such an important word to all of us. But we thank the Lord today that as we move toward Christmas, just a week and a half away, that we remember the one who in mercy came to deliver us from our sin, to make a way of salvation, to give us newness of life in Him. And that Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. And so we rejoice in Him today. We're glad that you're here.